Blog Talk Radio.
All right, man. Facebook Live is going and podcast audio is going. Were there any regular headlines before we dig into the reasonable critiques?
Oh, sure.
Just regular, normal headlines. No need for the full stories.
Let's see. We have local newspaper apologizes after posting op-ed that says black women have a curfew. They say from police.
Now I want to do a fucking story. Fuck it. Just that one. That's all. Just one story. Shit.
You can't have just one.
God damn it.
Young black men should have a curfew. California newspaper apologizes for police shooting op-ed. The publisher of a small weekly newspaper in Rancho Murrieta, California, apologized after receiving backlash from a piece calling for a curfew on black men. The River Valley Times opinion piece by Marsha Corson, a white woman. I like that Yahoo News said a white woman.
Oh, they fucking did.
Mm-hmm. Addressed the March 18th shooting of Stephon Clark, age 22, who was killed by two Sacramento police officers in his grandmother's backyard. The officers responded to a call about a person breaking car windows and pursued Clark as a suspect before shooting him 8 times in the back. The column suggested the incident could partially be blamed on black males staying out too late in the evening. Damn smutty and shifty and D-money.
Holy fuck.
Corson, a freelance op-ed writer for a decade, penned the controversial piece in the print version of the newspaper last Wednesday before images went viral online. Quote, in Stephon's situation, the cell phone he carried looked like a small black gun. Police have to be careful not to overreact. And you black men.
No.
It says you black men.
You black men. You stinky black funky motherfucker. I know you've been drinking milk, nigga.
carried a gun. Police have to be careful not to overreact. And you black men might be better off staying home after an hour.
I still like the you black men.
You black men might be better off at home after a certain hour.
You?
That only works for black men, though, because if you are a black female, then you will still die like Ayanna Jones. So, and Pearly. Yeah. So, that's just for black men. So, we need to ask ourselves before overreacting or advocating reduction of these shootings, do we really understand why a shooting occurred? Yeah, nigga, we know why it occurred, because cops are trigger-happy motherfuckers. Oh,
mother.
No!
Fuck!
All right, let's just go until it runs out, huh?
The computer's just going to force a fucking restart in 14 minutes.
You want to just go until it does?
That's not enough time.
Shit!
I just set every fucking thing the fuck up.
Oh, no.
It's already 8:00.
I know.
I hate this force shit. This isn't freedom. Yeah, fuck it. Let's go. Let's fucking get to some reasonable critiques. That's all we got.
Right. All right. So I made a post that was a little snarky, and the point was, don't use academic language when you're talking to people who do not have an academic background, because it alienates them from the conversation. And that's just a jackass thing to do. People did not appreciate my post, and this post is from 2 years ago. It now has almost 2,000 comments, several thousand shares, and lots of well-nuanced, balanced critiques. Evan H. tells us, peak fucking liberalism. They even put their Patreon at the end. All platitudes and excuses for idiot Facebook college kids to not educate themselves on Marxism.
What?
Yeah. Damn, college kids refusing to educate themselves on Marxism. We have, Roy W. Jones.
Roy Jones, Jr.
Can't be touched.
Oh, my God.
That's a good song. Okay. It has a bunch of O's. Okay.
These are reasonable critiques of the wine cellar.
These are reasonable critiques. So, people who use big words are rude. That's not what the piece actually said. But people who don't use big words and don't make sense at all, like Trump, aren't. This was written 2 years ago before he was even in the primary.
So somebody was already a fucking Trump fan.
This is some anti-bougie bullshit.
We are anti-bougie, yes. Fucking nailed it, my man. Outstanding, Roy Jones. You really hit that one on the head, Roy Jones.
I'll let you know. Oh, and then he was referring to a woman who commented up thread and said, I'll let you know you kind of missed an important aspect I alluded to. As a black man, I have been told that I speak white because I use such words. Whose assumptions of my identity am I to kowtow to? Nigger. I guarantee niggas aren't mad that he has a vocabulary. I guarantee it's because he's an asshole.
Yep, that's the thing. Because you're fucking snarky and you're condescending.
One that says black people aren't educated enough and people need to use big words, or the one that declares black people are diverse in their individuality and should be approached as such. Which identity? I'm sure you're sharp enough to Wait, what did you just say? He's what?
Condescending.
I'm sure you're sharp enough to deduce it's a rhetorical question, Sarah.
Jesus Christ. Did he put a comma before Sarah?
Yes.
Oh my God. For some reason, the fact that it's well written makes it even more condescending for some reason.
Vocabulary and race are related, as alluded to by the OP itself. I already spent a lot of my mind power translating and guarding what I say around the man is in quotes.
His mind power.
And now you're telling me I should spend more emotional capital on other things because you think it's rude? Sarah, no, it doesn't work that way. Roy had more comments.
He is specifically beefing with Sarah.
He is. It's annoying that people would presume such motives from those of us who have an expensive vocabulary. I intend to speak over someone's head when I access my expensive library of words. I genuinely think in those words. I did not get a doctorate, a master's, hell, I didn't even get a college diploma, and I have dealt with the persistent pressure for me to conform to racial stereotypes in my vernacular. I use voice to text often, and Siri doesn't know what I'm saying.
Maybe you have a thick fucking accent. That happens. Like, that's not even a joke, right? Like, you just might have a thick-ass accentuation.
There are times I tried to consider synonyms, but they failed to meet the intended tableau I felt forced. I don't do it to make myself look better. I don't do it and claim you should know these words. I do not know what you do not know until I said and the question was asked. This article presumes someone like me is trying to embarrass someone else. I feel ostracized by just reading this.
Wait, so he thinks this article, it's not an article, nigga, it's a Facebook post. And it's like, it's about me.
This nigga said, I feel ostracized by reading this. Nigga, what?
He's ostracized by this.
He is ostracized. It's serious, William. Don't make fun of him for being ostracized.
I don't think I have to deal with this.
And then Sarah said, wow, Roy, you're an ass. And Roy, what did you do? Oh, yeah. And Roy said, now you're trying to determine how a black man should talk because you think it's too pretentious for one to be well varied in synonyms or diversity of vocabulary. There are certain words that have specific connotations which are important to utilize in a conversation. For me to have to use more simplistic language to appease your sense of communication is astounding. The discussion from the OP should be about knowing your audience, not an argument for people to fear communicating in a way that they are more comfortable. To say big words are for assholes is what you meant. Just be mindful of your audience.
Roy.
You watched yourself go up, and all the girls seem to say be your partner. They be your partner, and you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
This nigga.
Fucking Roy. Go fuck yourself, buddy. Reasonable critiques. We will not make fun of people. And this computer's going to restart in like fucking 7 minutes.
Yeah, and then somebody came in and said, did you just copy-paste that? He said, I'm a poet, a script writer, a story forger. I have a high word per minute and the propensity to be redundant for emphasis and analogy. To impugn my... to impugn my tendencies because of some anti-bourgeoisie classism is divisive. Nigga,
anti-bourgeoisie class. That's that compassionate capitalism, nigga. That's my word, nigga.
Anti-bougie. What? All right, fine. It's class warfare when you hate the bougie. That's actually the end of the story.
You shouldn't dance. The bougie is bad, I've heard.
It is bad and bougie. So I started laughing, and he said, go ahead, gather up your white people and start talking about how a black person needs to conform to your expectations of language, policing how minorities speak. Fucking racist.
Gather up your white people.
I didn't know I had white niggas like that.
I'm not a fucking rancher. What is your deal? You think I'm some fucking white people cowboy?
And then Junior Valentine showed up to say,
Junior,
ignorance is ignorance. Wake the fuck up. Read.
Reasonable critiques. I like
this. And
then
Audrey was nice enough to respond to Junior and said, okay, I'll be sending folks to the literacy classes you're teaching since you're so passionate about it. I'm sure you do want to make it accessible, right? And he said, send them to the library. That's where it is. Reasonable critique.
That was reason-fied.
Mm-hmm. Very, very reasonable.
I think it was reason-aided.
Reason-aided? Really?
We did not do a trigger warning because we thought this shit was going to shut down so soon. I really have no idea when it's going to shut down.
Yeah.
But, like, we've got short minutes on this episode because the computer has decided that I have to have updates installed.
You have to have all the updates.
And it said 14 minutes, fucker. And the thing is, it's hard to, like, for it to shut down, do all the updates, and then redo the digital side of show prep where it's like I run it through all the outlets. We don't have time for that shit in between 12-hour shifts.
No.
Yeah, like, it's literally, right now, we are 10 hours till the next shift starts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have Christina Horn. This is the most hilarious thing I've read in a while. Shaming someone for educating themselves because you were too stupid to use birth control? Really?
Wait, what?
I don't know. That had nothing to do with the original post.
Holy shit.
The original post was, don't use $5,000 words, know your audience, get out of your ivory tower and put on your work boots, nigga. That was, I don't know.
Like, you change lanes without signaling because you eat too many oranges. What the fuck are you talking about?
If I work my ass off, spend upwards of $50,000 for school, fuck you and your uneducated asshole. Ma'am, you don't have to talk about my asshole like that.
And your uneducated asshole? Why is the bar so high? Why do our assholes have to be educated?
We're
I
black.
Can't keep up.
We're black, nigga.
I'm not. That's hella keeping up with the Kardashians right there.
I will write whatever I can so you can't understand it. So you're literally going to try to not let people understand what you're writing. Yeah. It's not my problem. You're a lazy, entitled piece of shit who doesn't know what a condom is.
Why are they so obsessed with reading?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They saw reading in the shade and said niggers.
Probably.
Got a bunch of kids, don't they?
Probably.
Christina's racist.
Yeah, she is, man. Who else do we have here? I'm trying to find a really, really funny one because we don't have much time.
Right, yeah. I'm just letting the banner sit on the screen saying 4 minutes and 7 seconds before it forces the computer to restart.
Ashley Wren. Anti-intellectualism is dangerous, and you're taking it to an extreme. Radical ideas? Marxist theory? No. Science, medicine, and common sense are what intellectuals at their base stand for. That doesn't exclude. It's the belief of curiosity, skepticism, and the ability to find the source and prove its validity. You know, the opposite of anti-intellectualism. The anti-intellectual movement exists because of rhetoric like this.
That's like known as some right-winger shit.
Yeah. Because apparently telling leftists not to use obscenely huge words is anti-intellectualism. And for the record, I have here the actual quote. This is a quote that I used in the original piece to reference exactly what I was talking about so there would be no confusion. I can't even say the word. How you say that word?
Epistemological.
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 Intervention through queer theory would be to challenge an existing set of beliefs or a system of assumptions by asking, what about LGBT folks? That was a quote. And then, okay, social classifications such as gender, race, and nationality constituted by a governing logic that require a, what?
Epistemological.
Intervention through queer theory. If you're going to say that sentence, can you please explain what the fuck it means?
Yeah, because right now, like, I only know epistemological colloquially through listening to fucking asshole... the show's over. We got 2 minutes left before the computer restarts. But, like, colloquially through fuckers like William Lane Craig and shit. So when I hear it, my first thought is, asshole Christian. So it's probably better that you break that shit down for a fucker like me who doesn't really know all these words.
Well, I think, and I am not an academic, I think that entire sentence actually means we should create spaces for LGBTQ people to be in discussions around sexuality and gender.
We need to find out what the fuck epistemological means.
Like, it would have been so much easier and better to just say that than to use all the other words. And I use that quote because that was something that actually happened. Somebody used that sentence and we were like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
I'm like,
and then we're at anti-intellectual because...
I simplify shit even more, man. Yo, let them gay niggas be gay. I've been saying that, like, that's ever, like, before Facebook and shit. Like, I would just say that on, like, on the old hip-hop websites. They'd be like, you know, these F words, F-A-G-G-O-T-S guys. But, man, let them gay niggas be gay, man. Quit tripping. Like, easy. I'll make the language as easy as possible. That's probably why, like, the wine cellar, we get, like, 2,000 downloads or clicks a day and shit. Because
accessibility matters.
All right. So, that was very short.
Yes.
And got to get ready to go to work. And we'll try to come back after the computer force restarts, have all sorts of good ones. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. We're almost out of this apartment. Phoenix Leader is almost ready to quit that job and go full time. Facebook Live and Hotep Mike, have a good one.
Ooh, and so many niggas was mad that the Patreon link was in it.
That the Patreon link was in it.
This isn't real work. If this is, you can't make a blog. I'm like, nigga, 600 episodes of the podcast. Get the whole fuck out of my face.
I got to stop it and save this audio or it's going to delete it. Yeah. Export audio. Come on. 419.